Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd been asked to read this motion into the record, and the motion is that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2265 for Pro Carpets LLC for a carpet business based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, although characterized as a conditional use for a carpet business, the main purpose of this application is to allow the applicant's employees to park their vehicles and trailers on the site. Two, the site is currently occupied by a home, which will continue to be used for residential purposes. Three, the business will be conducted from the site. Let me start over. Three, no business will be conducted from the site, and there will not be any customers using the site or deliveries made to the site. Four, the applicant installs carpeting in new homes. All this work occurs off-site. The employees either live at the home on this property or come to the property to ride together to the off-site jobs that the business has. Five, the use is really not much different than a company employee driving his or her truck home from work each day and then leaving in the morning to go to a job site. Six, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties, public facilities, or roadways. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to parking of vehicles, trailers, and equipment associated with the applicant's carpet business. No business shall be conducted on this site, and no retail sales shall occur on the site. B, all of the applicant's vehicles are permitted to park on the site. No vehicle maintenance shall occur on the site. C, no junked, inoperable, or untitled vehicles or trailers shall be located on the site. D, the areas set aside for vehicle parking shall be clearly shown on the final site plan, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. E, any dumpsters or trash containers shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and the front roadway. F, because this is primarily a residential area, no sign shall be permitted. G, no storage of hazardous materials shall be permitted on the site. Any other materials associated with the use shall only be stored indoors. H, failure to abide by these conditions of approval may be grounds for a revocation of the conditional use. And finally, I, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2265, Pro Carpet LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.